happy to be here this morning.
今天早上好高兴嚟到呢度。
I will try to keep everyone alert this morning.
我嘗試令大家唔好瞓覺。
And I think only the Word of God can keep us alert.
我相信只有神嘅話能使我哋警醒嘅啫。
So let me just see some hands. How many of you is under 30 years old? Let's raise your hand.
我想大家舉一舉手，如果你係三十歲以下嘅，請你舉手。
Oh, I thought some of you is younger, but
我以為有一啲係比較年輕嘅。
So how many of you is 65 and above?
有幾多係六十五歲以上嘅咧？
Don't be shy.
唔好怕醜。
Okay. All right. So.The reason I want you to raise your hand is I want you to know how old you are.
我叫大家舉手的原因是想提醒大家你自己有幾老。
Because the message this morning is talk about bearing fruit.
因為今天早上的信息是關及到結果子。
Because sometimes young people think I'm too young to bear fruit.
因為有些時候年輕人覺得他們太年輕結果子。
And sometimes older people think they're too old to bear fruit for the Lord.
或者有些比較年老的弟兄姊妹會覺得他們是太老了要結果子的話
But let's find out what the Bible said
但我們願意從聖經看看聖經是怎樣教導我們
So let's find out what the Lord Jesus told us about bearing fruit
我們看看主對結果子這件事是怎樣教導我們
So let's turn to John chapter 15
請打開約翰福音
John chapter 15 We'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 8
約翰福音第一章到第八第十五章一節到第八節。
Verse 1
第一節。
I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
我是葡萄樹，我父是栽培的人。
Verse 2 He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.While every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will even bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
第二節，凡屬我不結果子的枝子，他就剪去。凡结果子的他就修理干净使枝子结果子更多现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了你们要常在我里面我也常在你们里面枝子若不常在葡萄树上自己就不能结果子你们若不常在我里面也是这样
Verse 5 I am the vine, you are the branches If a man remains in me and I in him he will bear much fruitApart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and wither. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. Verse 7. If you remain in me, and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is my Father's glory. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit.Showing yourself to be my disciples.
第五節，我是葡萄樹，你們是枝子，常在我裏面的，我也常在他裏面。這人就多結果子，因為離了我，你們就不能做什麼。人若不常在我裏面，就像枝子丟在外面枯乾，人拾起來扔在火裏燒了。你們若常在我裏面，我的話也常在你們裏面。凡你們所願意的，祈求就給你們成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。
We'll read one more verse in verse 16, the same chapter.
我们再读第十五章第十六节。
You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。並且分派你們去結果子叫你們的果子常存使你們奉我的名無論向父求什麼他就賜給你們
So how many of you would like to bear fruit for the Lord? Let me see.
你哋当中有几多人愿意为主结果子呢？请举手。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
And how many of you had bear fruit for the Lord?
有几多已经为主结果子嘅呢
？Raise your hand.
请你举手。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
There should be more hands.
应该有更多嘅手举起嘅。
Sometimes just being Chinese, we're a little shy.
有时作为中国人，我哋比较怕丑。
So not too long ago, I received a text message from a young sister.
唔系好耐之前，有一个好年轻嘅姊妹寄咗一个电邮俾我。
She told me that she had led someone from college to Christ.
佢话俾我听，佢带咗一个喺大学里面识嘅朋友信主。
And we praise the Lord because that's the fruit the Lord is talking about.
我哋因着此感谢主，因为呢啲就系主告诉我哋结嘅果子。
So in this passage we just read, the first eight passage in John chapter 15.
我哋头先所读嘅经文头嗰八节
，the word fruit appears 7 times.
果子呢两个字出现咗七次咁多。
It first talk about bearing fruit.
首先讲到系结果子。
It talk about bearing more fruit.
结更多嘅果子。
And then it talk about bearing much fruit.
再讲到要结更多嘅果子。
So I want you all to know one thing is, it is God's desire for all who believe in Jesus Christ to bear fruit for Him.
所以实在愿意大家知道主嘅心意系要所有信佢嘅人都要结果子。
I want to actually bring it up to another level is God expects every one of us to bear fruit.
愿意去提升另一个境况。主是期望每一个信祂人都要结果子。
But the comfort thing to know is that God will give us the strength, the power to bear fruit.
但是值得安慰的地方就是主会赐给每一个人这个力量和这个能力去结果子。
Now I want you to reflect a little bit in your life.
愿意大家都思想一下自己的生命。
What is a fruitful life?
一个充满果子的人生是如何的呢?
What do you think a fruitful life is all about?
一个结果子的人生是如何的呢?
Do you think when someone is a nurse or a doctor, they had a fruitful life?
你会不会觉得如果一个人是做护士或者做医生，这样他们的生命就很丰盛呢?
Or someone may be a stay-home mom and raise the kids. Do you think that's a fruitful life?
一个家庭主妇留在家养大她的子女，她们的一生就很丰盛呢。
Or how about those who had a good career or have a very happy family? Is that a fruitful life?
定是如果你一个很好的事业或者一个好的家庭，这样你的生命就很丰盛呢？
Or can you have a fruitful life?
定是你究竟可不可以得到这个丰盛的生命呢？
So in these eight verses here, the Lord told us that we can all have a fruitful life.
在这八节的经文里面，主告诉我们每一个人都能够活这个丰盛的生命。
And he used the example of the vine and the branches.
他用了一个的例子，就是葡萄树和枝子。
The Lord said, I am the true vine.
主讲到我就是葡萄树。
And you are the branches, the disciples, those who believe in the Lord are the branches.
你们就是枝子，你们就是那些门徒，信主的人。
In the Old Testament, the nation of Israel was called by a vine, by God.
在旧约里面，以色列是被神是称为葡萄树。
And in Isaiah, it told us that the fruit that God expected from the nation of Israel were the fruit of righteousness.
在以赛亚书那里讲到神期望以色列结一个果子，而这个果子就是公义。
The fruit of righteousness, the fruit of justice, and the fruit of obedience.
就是公义的果子，是顺服的果子。
So what is the fruit of righteousness?
公义的果子是一件什么回事呢?
It's to live a life that, to bear witness to who God is.
是要活一个是为主作见证的生命。
And what is the fruit of justice?
一个公 公义的果子是什么呢？
It is a fruit from what God required from man.
就是要做神要人所作的事情。
And what is the fruit of obedience?
那顺服的果子是什么呢？
It is man's way to fulfill God's requirement.
就是人的用人的去人是去做到神要人所做的事情。
But we know history told us that the nation of Israel fails the desire from God.
但历史告诉我们以色列是不能够完成神要他们所做的事情。
So the Lord came and he became the center where God's blessing come through.
所以主来到这个地上而他就成为神向人的祝福的中心。
So that's why the Lord said, I am the true vine.
所以主讲到我是真葡萄树。
So the nation of Israel is nothing but a shadow for the type that of the real Jesus is the blessing from God.
所以以色列只不过是一个影儿，是耶稣基督的预表。
So Jesus came to reveal who God is and God's truth.
耶稣来到这个地上是要彰显神是哪一位，还有神的真理。
And also one of the vine, what Jesus does is to bring people back to have this vibrant relationship with God.
耶稣基督来到地上另一个目的就是要将人带到神那里，将这个充满精力的生命赐给人。
Because he said, I am the true vine.
因为他讲到我是真葡萄树。
He is the only one can give you eternal life.
他是唯一能够赐给人永生的那一位。
Only when you accept Jesus as your Savior, you can have this vibrant relationship, the forgiveness of sin.
唯有你接受耶稣为你的救主，你只可以得到这个罪得赦免和这个充满力量的生命。
So only Jesus can give you eternal life.
唯有耶稣能将永生赐给你。
And only Jesus can give you a life that can overcome darkness.
唯有耶稣能够赐一个能够胜过黑暗的生命给你。
It is God's expectancy for us to bear fruit.
这个实在是神的期望，要每一个人结果子。
So what are the fruits we're talking about here?
在这里讲及的果子是什么回事呢？
It's not talk about grapes or apple or orange.
不是讲到菩提子、苹果或者橙。
It is talk about God's life is a product in us.
这里是讲到神的生命在我们的生命里面彰显出来。
It is a product of God's character.
是要将神的性情彰显出来。
A God's character in believer's life.
一个神的性情在信主的人生命里面彰显出来。
So when we accept Jesus as our Savior,
当我们接受耶稣 为我们个人救主的时候，
the Holy Spirit will live in us.
圣灵会住在我们里面。
And it will start to make changes in our life.
它会渐渐地改变我们的生命。
And these changes will start to bear fruit.
这些改变会慢慢结出果子出来。
And these are the characters of Jesus in our life.
这些就是耶稣基督的性情在我们生命彰显出来。
Here's a check sheet for us.
这里有一项的项目你可以check 下。
So in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23.
在加拉太书第五章第22至到23节。
It's talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
那里讲到圣灵所结的果子。
It's talk about love.
讲到爱。
Joy.
喜乐。
Peace.
和平。
Kindness.
忍耐。
Goodness.
因良善。
Goodness.
良善。
Faithfulness.
信实。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Self-control.
节制。
Last night when I was preparing my message,
昨晚当我预备信息的时候，
and I was able to finish early,
我能够比我要预备时间所预期的早。
So I was just resting, then I was just looking at something on television.
咁我休息的时候我睇电视。
Then my wife said, "Don't you have any self-control?"
咁我太太就提醒我, 你有冇節制嘅呢?
Then I realized, yes, I need that fruit.
咁我就醒悟過嚟, 我需要有節制呢個果子。
So those are the fruits the Lord wants us to have is love.
所以主希望我哋要結呢啲嘅果子, 要有仁愛。
I mean, it's truly the love of God to love those who are unlovable.
實在要係神嘅愛,只可以令我哋愛一啲唔值得愛嘅人。
So those are the fruits that God wants to see us His gentleness, just like Jesus.
所以主希望我哋有呢啲嘅果子,例如温柔,就好似主耶穌温柔一樣。
He said, the Lord said, I am meek and humble.
主自己講到,我係柔和謙卑。
His gentleness has come because of His obedience to the Father.
主是温柔,因为他能够顺服在父神那里。
The second aspect of fruit is because of your character of the Lord in you, the people that you're drawn to believe in Jesus.
另外一点是关及到结果子的,就是因着你爱主的缘故,你能够吸引到其他人来。
Or it is how many people you have been able to lead to the Lord, that's part of your fruit.
換句話來說,你能夠將幾多人帶到你主面前呢?這個是你結果子的其中一方面。
So I'd like to use this little example.
所以願意用以下一個例子。
If everyone can have an opportunity to hear the word of God, they would be given the chance to believe in Jesus.
如果每一個人能夠有機會聽到福音的話, 他們就有這個機會去信主。
And there are many people who will never have a chance to read the Bible.
在這個世界裡面有很多人完全沒有機會讀聖經。
But you and I is a living Bible.
但是你和我就是一本活的聖經。
You and I is the open Bible.
你和我就是這本 打開出來的聖經。
You and I should live a life that represents the character of Christ.
你和我应该是活一个能够代表耶稣的生命出来。
So this is what God expected from us, is to bear fruit.
所以主就期望我们要结果子。
Both quality,
是我们的品质,
and the quantity of people that draw to God.
以及有多少人你能够将他们带来主面前。
But the good thing the Bible talks about is that God will actually do the work to bear fruit for us.
但是圣经告诉我们,神会自己作他所需要的事情,要我们结果子的。Because
the Lord said, He is the true vine.
因为主告诉我们,他是真葡萄树。But
God is the vine dresser, He's the gardener.
神就是那个修理园子的人。You
know, God is sovereign.
大家都知道神是全能的,
and God is all knowing.
祂是全知的,
God knows everything in your life.
祂知道你生命上所发生的每一件事,
and He will prune your life and my life.
祂会修理清洁你的生命.
There's certain things in our life that will affect bearing fruit.
在我们生命里面可能有 不同的地方是會阻礙我們結果子的。
It could be a hidden sin.
可能是一個隱藏的罪。
It could be your jealousy.
或者你的妒忌。
Or could be there's a lack of love.
或者你缺少愛。
And God, the wine dresser would put you in this environment.
但是神,這位修理原子的人, 祂會將你放在不同的環境裡面。
And the Holy Spirit will transform you and change you and to bear fruit.
圣灵就会将你改变, 叫你结起果子来。
You know, when Jesus was telling this parable about the vine and the branches,
大家知不知道, 当耶稣举这个例子, 讲及到葡萄树和枝子的时候,
it was in chapter 15 of the Gospel of John.
是在约翰福音第15章里面。
And in chapter 13 and chapter 14.
在之前第13和第14章那裡,
Jesus told the disciple that he will be going away.
耶稣告诉门徒,
he told the disciple that he's going to die on the cross.
他告诉门徒听,
you know what a disappointment to the disciple.
大家知不知道这件事对门徒是如何的失望呢?
They've been following Jesus for 3.5 years.
他们已经跟了主耶稣3年半。
And they think that Jesus will bring a material empire into the nation of Israel.
他们相信耶稣能够将这个物质的王国能够带到以色列那里。
But Jesus is telling that He's going to go to die on the cross.
但耶稣告诉他们,他要在十字架上死。
Their whole dream was shattered.
门徒的梦想就被破碎了。
And the Lord even said, one of you will betray me.
耶稣甚至告诉他们,你们其中一个要出卖我。
And Jesus would say, Peter will deny me 3 times.
亦都讲到彼得会不认主3次。
So this is in the heart, in the mindset of the disciple that they were fearful.
所以当时门徒的心是非常害怕。
They were in grief.
非常忧伤。
Their heart is troubled.
他们的心很烦。
But you know, brother and sister,
但是弟兄姊妹知不知道呢?
Sometimes the best fruit you can bear is when you're in a difficult condition.
很多时候, 你能够所结最好的果子就是在一些很困难的环境里面所结的。
2 weeks ago, I was talking to a vine grower from Napa.
2个星期之前,我是跟一个种葡萄树的农夫去聊天。
We're standing looking out some vine.
我们在葡萄树 树田那裡望出去,
he said, look at this patch of vine, and then look at that patch of vine.
他跟我說,你看看這一堆的葡萄樹和這一堆的葡萄樹。
He said, can you tell me the difference?
他問我,你看不看得出他們有什麼不同呢?
Now, I'm a true amateur when it comes to Pinot, Grenache and all those terms.
那我對耕種這些東西是完全不懂的。
So I look at them very closely. I say, I can't see any difference. They all look the same to me.
我很仔细看,但这两堆的树完全对我来说没有不同。
So he said, now those vine, you see that black line underneath?
那他就跟我说,在这边的葡萄树,你看看下边有一条黑色的线。
I say, yeah, but what is it?
我看到,但是代表什么呢?
He said, that's the water hose that they bring the water to those vine.
他就告诉我,这条线就是用来将水带到这些葡萄树那条水喉。
Then I say, well, how about those? That doesn't have the water hose.
我就问他,在这边的葡萄树,这边是没有这个水喉。
I say, how do they get water? There's no water hose in those vine.
我就问他,在这边的树怎样能够有水呢? 因为没有水喉,他那里。
So this is what he told me. He said, those vines doesn't have water supply. They are grow up in what they call a stressed environment. They don't get water.
他就跟我说,在这边没有水生的葡萄树,他们是属于生在一个很有压力的情况下面。
They said that they would get rain when it get water when it rains. They will be under the sun when it's hot. They don't get any supply from the water hose. This is under stress they grow.
咁呢一边嘅葡萄树有落雨嘅时候就有水，冇落雨太阳晒嘅时候就被太阳晒。 佢哋系唔会有人嚟嘅水系供应俾佢哋嘅，所以佢哋系喺呢一个充满压力嘅情况下面生长。
He said, those vines, those grapes, worth 2 to 4 times more than the other grapes, because they are better.
他就跟我说,在这边,在这个充满压力的环境上所耕种出来的葡萄,比另外一边的葡萄是贵 两至四倍，因为这边的葡萄树是上好的葡萄。
And this is the same with us. When God puts you in this environment, you're under the utmost distress. That's when you can bear the best fruit for God.
同样对我们来讲，若果神是将你放在这个有压力的情况环境下面，神是要你结上好的果子。
When we read in the verses, the vine dresser will cut off the branches without fruit.
当我们刚才看的经文里面，那里讲到修理原子的，要将那些没结果子的枝子剪下来。
So I just want to briefly say this.
我只是短短的跟大家讲。
Those are the people who go to church and said they are Christian.But they have no reality. They have no spiritual relationship with God.
这一班没结果子的人就是那些会来教会但却是没有这个属灵的实际的这一班人。
Those are counterfeit Christian.
这些是这些假的基督徒。
On the outside, they may look the same.
在外面跟其他基督徒看是一样的。
But inside, they don't have the life of Christ in there.
但是在他们里面，他们没有耶稣基督的生命。
Those are the people, they may know something, they like something about the teaching of Jesus.
他们可能认识少少的道理，可能喜欢少少圣经里面的道理。
But they are not willing to trust Jesus as their Savior to forgive their sin.
但是他们不愿意依靠耶稣，依靠他，靠他来赦免他们的罪。
Some of those counterfeit Christians, they may have work on the outside.
有一些这些假基督徒可能 有侍奉，有服侍。
But they don't have faith to have life of Jesus in them.
但是他们没有信心，他们里面没有耶稣的生命。
But thanks God, God is the vine dresser. He's the gardener.
但是感谢主，主就是那个修理园子的人。
He knows how much we can bear.
他知道我们能够承受什么。
If Gabriel and I is the vine dresser, we may give you guys too much to bear.
如果我们两个就是那个修理园子的人，可能我们今天讲的东西是比 你们能不能够接受到。
Well, I'm glad that we are not the vine dresser.
但是我今天很高兴我不是那个修理原子的人。
Because the vine dresser, God the Father, will prune us with love.
因为神，父神就是那个修理原子的人，他会用爱来去修理，修整我们。
With the purpose of bearing fruit.
而他修整的目的是要我们能够结出果子来。
So how do God prune us?
神怎样修整我们呢？
God will put us in a situation that we would turn to Him.
神会将我们放在一个环境里面，叫我们转向神那边。
God said He will use His word to prune us.
神说他会用他的话来去修整我们。
When we study God's word, the Holy Spirit will bring our attention to certain things in our life that is not holy.
当我们读神的话的时候，圣灵会叫我们去留意一些我们生命上不圣洁的事情出来。
I remember a big revelation to me was when I was reading when the Bible talk about be holy, when God said, I am holy and you be holy.
我记得对我来讲一个很大的启示，就当我读到神话我是圣洁，所以你要圣洁。
And it remind me of the things I do in my life. Does it reflect the holiness of God?
咁当我读到呢个话嘅时候，就提醒到我生命所做嘅事情系咪能够彰显到神嘅圣洁出嚟咧
？I'm not saying that I have bear the fruit.
我唔系话我已经结咗呢个果子。
But the Lord has urged me to bear fruit in that direction.
但是主是要我向着这个方向结果子。
If someone meet me and know about me, does he actually know I'm a Christian if I don't tell him?
如果一個人嚟見到我同我傾偈，如果我唔話俾佢聽我係基督徒，佢知唔知我係一個基督徒咧
？So that's the fruit that God is talking about is something come through you. It's a life from within.
呢個就係主所講到嘅果子，就係主嘅生命藉著你向外面彰顯出嚟。
And this is also a reminder for myself is the things I do in my life.Is it any different than people who are not Christian?
我亦都另外提醒就係我生命裏面所做嘅事，同一啲唔係基督徒嘅人所做嘅事情係咪唔同呢
？I remember Brother William's mother. We call her Sister Lee, Mrs. Lee.
我記得。
Or Grandmom Lee.
William 弟兄的媽媽，我們叫她做李媽媽，李婆婆。
There was a few times in her sharing meeting, it really touched me.
在她有幾次的交通聚會裡面的交通，特別感動到我。
Now we know she is elderly, she is very sick.
大家都知道她是年老，亦都有病。
She said that I was very sick, I was dizzy, and I was very scared.
她交通到她病得好犀利，佢頭暈，亦都好心裏面有害怕。
And she said that I remember the Lord Jesus woke up one day in the boat, and the disciple was scared because of the storm. And the Lord said, "Do not be afraid."
咁佢就交通到佢記得主有一日喺船裏面起身，佢見到門徒好害怕，咁耶穌就安慰佢哋，叫佢哋不要害怕。
So it was just.In that situation that God prunes her, it takes her fear away.
就是在那個環境裡面，主去修整她，將她的懼怕拿走。
I remember a brother told me this.
我記得有一個弟兄跟我講。
He said that when he was reading the Word of God, it talked about what belongs to Jesus be given back to Jesus, to Caesar. What belongs to Caesar be given back to Caesar.
咁呢個弟兄就交通到佢睇過一段聖經係屬於凱撒嘅，應該歸回屬於歸回凱撒嘅。
And he said since then he's squeaky clean when they file income tax。
咁呢個弟兄就交通到，自從佢睇咗呢段經文之後，佢就好忠心嘅去交税。
So there are many things that when we study the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will open our eyes.
所以當我們讀聖經的時候，聖靈會打開我們的眼睛。
God has put me in an environment that I have to learn patience.
神是將我放在一個環境裡面，要我學習忍耐。
Well, actually, to be diligent,
亦都
to be more accurate.
是正確來說是要很勤力、殷勤。
If you know my wife and me, you know we have some difference.
如果你認識我同我太太，大家都知道我哋有好多嘅唔同。
She's more detailed, and she do things better.
佢係好仔細嘅，佢做每一件事都更好。
And I tend to do things faster, but not as detailed.
但係我做嘅嘢就冇咁仔細，但係就比較快。
But God has put us together in this particular environment to prune us。
但係神將我哋兩個放埋一齊喺呢個環境裡面，神要親自去修整我哋。
Well, God want me to learn to be more diligent。
神要我學習更加嘅仔細。
To appreciate the good side of each other。
去要大家互相欣賞。
I know a lot of brother and sister. They told me that they used to like to gossip.
我記得有好多弟兄姊妹同我講，佢哋曾經都好中意我喺背後講人壞話。
But when God spoke to them, their lips become a lips of praise versus a lips of gossip and complaint.
但係當佢哋話神向佢哋説話嘅時候。他們的舌頭就成為了一個讚美感謝的舌頭，再不是一個講壞話的舌頭。
So that's why the word of God is so important. It prunes us.
所以神的话是非常的重要, 因为神的话能够修正我们。
So we just talk about that God expects us to bear fruit.
我们刚刚讲到神是期望我们要结果子。
And God will actually cause the fruit to grow by the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
神亦都会亲自去使果子结出来，是要藉着圣灵喺我哋心里面嘅工作。
So just like when the branch is connected to the vine, to the trunk.
就好似枝子系接住棵树。
The nutrients and the nourishment will go from the trunk into the branch to bear fruit.
嗰啲结果子所需要嘅营养就藉着呢棵树系接去枝子里面，使枝子能够结出果子。
So this nutrient is the work of the Holy Spirit.
呢啲营养就系圣灵嘅工作。
In the first eight verse of chapter 15.
喺第十五章头嗰八节里面。
It gives us a secret on how to bear fruit.
呢度讲到一个结果子嘅秘诀。
He's already talked about God expects us to bear fruit.
已经讲到神是期望我们结果子。
He's already talked about God will prune the branches.
亦都讲到神会亲自去修整枝子。
We talk about God will provide the nutrients.
亦都讲到神是会亲自提供这个营养。
But the thing I want to ask everyone is, are we bearing fruit?
但我想再问大家, 我们是不是结果子呢?
Or how come we are not bearing as much fruit?
或者转次来问就是, 为什么我们不是结那么多的果子呢?
Or how come our fruit is very small?
为什么我们的果子是这么小呢?
But here's the secret of bearing fruit.
但这里讲到的就是结果子的秘诀。
So eight times in this eight verses,
在这段经文里面有八次讲到,
it talks about remain in me and I will remain in you.
这里讲到, 在我里面我就常在你里面,
abide in me and I will abide in you.
住在我里面我就住在你们里面.
So this is a constant union between the trunk and the branches. You have to be connected.
所以这个树和枝子是一个持续的连结，一定要是接埋的。
So what does it mean to be abide?
住在里面又是一件什么回事呢?
You abide in him and he abide in you.
住在主里面，主就住在我们里面。
Someone gave an example of if you put a piece of paper inside a book, you say, well, the paper is abide in the book.
有人举了一个例子,
like this.
如果你将一张纸接了,挤在本书里面, 这本书就住在这本书里面了。
But I like to actually use examples like your hands interlocking like this.
但我比较喜欢另一个例子, 就是你两只手是合在一起。
You see how your finger interlock?
就好像你们两只手的手指是互相连接。
So I say, the left hand is abide with your right hand, your right hand is abide with your left hand.
所以就好像左手住在右手里面，右手住在左手里面一样。
And this is what the secret to bear fruit is, to abide in Christ.
所以结果子的秘诀就是要住在主里面。
Because when you do that, the nutrients from the vine will flow into the branches.
因为当你这样做的时候, 在树里面的营养就能够
Let me give you some teaching on how to abide in Christ.
愿意给大家一些关于住在主里面的教导。
Bible study.
查经。
We used to have a Bible study group of young people came to our house on Wednesday night.
我曾经在星期三晚有一班的年轻人来到我家一起查经。
It is just so great to see them grow in the Lord, to bear fruit.
能够见到他们在主里面成长结果子，实在是一件很美好的事。
The second thing to abide in the Lord is through prayer.
另一点住在主里面的事情就是要藉着祷告。
We should pray personally, daily.
我们每一天都要个人自己祷告。
We should pray together as a family.
我们要, 一家人一起祈祷。
We should pray together with brother and sister in the church.
亦都要同教会里面的弟兄姊妹一起祈祷。
And I know that some brother and sister actually have a prayer partner.
亦都认识一些的弟兄姊妹, 他们自己有, 祈祷的伙伴。
And they would pray every day or a certain time every week. And I see them bearing fruit.
他们会每一天一起祈祷, 或者每一个礼拜一起祈祷, 我实在见到他们一直都在结果子。
And the other thing, to abide in the Lord is to obedience to God's commandments.
另外一点, 住在主里面, 就是要去, 遵守神的命令。
To read God's word.
去读神的话,
to meditate upon God's word.
去思想神的话。
And how do you abide in the love of God?
你怎样能够住在神的爱里面呢?
I personally enjoy the bread breaking service.
我自己非常之, 享受, 抹饼聚会。
So actually that's a, not just a highlight in my, Christian walk.
抹饼聚会不单止是我, 同主走这条路里面的高峰点。
And it's actually what turned me around from the world to the Lord.
亦都是藉着抹饼聚会使我, 从向世界转去向主。
It is when the love of God touched me, then I would surrender myself to Him.
当神的爱感动我的时候, 我就向神投降。
And another point here is we need to have fellowship with brother and sister.
另外一点就是我们需要和弟兄姊妹有交通。
There was once I was invited to did some hiking with other Christians from another fellowship.
有一次在另外地方聚会的弟兄姊妹邀请我去一起行山。
And it was just such a blessing to share our joy together.
能够和他们一起分享,一起交通, 实在是一件非常喜乐的事情。
So to abide in Christ will increase our dependency upon the life of Christ.
所以当我们住在主里面的时候, 就使我们增加我们向主的依赖。
When you abide in Christ, when you remain with the trunk, you know so much about God.
当我们住在主里面, 当我们是连接住这棵树的时候, 我们能够认识很多关及神的事情。
And you would trust him with an open arm.
你就会打开手来倚靠他。
So the more you know God, the more you know how weak you are.
你更多认识神, 你就更多认识自己的软弱。
And the more you're able to take that step of faith forward.
你更加能够踏开这一步信心的这一步。
And one day you'll say, apart from you, I cannot do anything.
你就能够讲,有一天能够讲,离你以外,我不能够做什么。
And one day you'll be like John the Baptist would say, you must increase and I must decrease.
有一天你能够好像施洗约翰这样讲,你要增加,我要减少。
But when you abide in Christ, you will be able to be obedient because of his love.
当你住在主里面的时候,你就因着他的爱缘故,你能够遵守他的命令。
So God has chose you.
所以神已经拣选了你。
In verse 16, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appoint you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
在第16节那里讲到, 不是你们拣选了我, 是我拣选了你们, 并且分派你们去结果子, 叫你们的果子常存。
God has chosen you to bear fruit.
神已经拣选你要去结果子。
And thanks God, He will provide everything to bear fruit.
实在感谢神, 因为祂已经提供所有我们需要结果子的营养。
And these the fruit will last.
而且这些果子是会常存的。
So a close union with Christ will guarantee much fruit in your life.
所以一个与主这个亲密的联合就能够使你 喺你嘅生命里面结果子出嚟。
So let me ask a few questions here.
所以再问大家几个问题。
Is your life bearing fruit?
你嘅生命系咪结紧果子咧
？Are you becoming more like Jesus in your character?
你系咪更加像耶稣咧
？Are other people learning about Jesus from you?
其他人有冇因着你嘅缘故更加认识耶稣咧
？When you read God's word, can you tell that God is speaking to you about something you need to be pruned?
当你读神嘅话嘅时候，神有冇向你说话啊？要你留意一啲你生命里面需要被修整嘅地方咧
？Is there any sin that you need to confess to be removed from your life in order to bear fruit?
喺你里面有冇一啲罪系要向神承认？使你能够结果子呢
？If there's no fruit in your life，
如果你生命里面冇果子
，Why not？
点解呢
？Are you remaining in Jesus or are you abiding in Christ？
你系咪住喺耶稣基督里面呢
？Is it possible that you're not studying God's word regularly？
系咪你冇时常读神嘅话呢？
Are you fellowshipping with brother and sister?
你有冇同弟兄姊妹有交通呢
？If you are not, you need to pray to God to give you the discipline and the strength to study His word.
如果你冇嘅话，你实在需要向主祈求，使主俾你有呢个能力，能够去读神嘅话。
And if you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior.
如果你仲未接受耶稣作为你嘅救主
，Would you pray and ask for forgiveness of your sin？
你会唔会向主祈求，求佢赦免你嘅罪呢
？So a fruitful life begins when you abide in Christ。
所以一个丰盛嘅生命，一个结果子嘅生命，系从你住喺耶稣呢一点里面开始。
So fruitful life is not when you become a nurse or doctor.
所以一个结果子嘅生命唔系当你成为一个护士或者一个医生。
A fruitful life is not when you become a lawyer or engineer.
一个丰盛嘅生命唔系当你成为一个律师或者一个工程师。
A fruitful life begins when you receive Jesus as your savior.
一个丰盛嘅生命系从你接受耶稣为你救主嗰一刻开始
，and you continue to remain in him。
你要当你咁样做嘅时候，你要继续住喺耶稣里面。
God promised that when we abide in Christ，
神应许我哋，当我哋住喺基督里面
，we will have peace and joy。
我哋就会有平安有喜乐。
That he will call us brother，
佢会称我哋为弟兄。
What a comfort whenThe Lord Jesus is calling you his brother.
呢个实在一个好大嘅安慰。当耶稣称我哋为弟兄嘅时候
，When you abide in Christ, there's another promise: is we will love one another.
当我哋住喺基督里面嘅时候，另外一个应许就系我哋会彼此相爱。
So I'd like to just ask another question: is are you willing to be pruned?
再问一个问题，你愿唔愿意被修整过嚟咧
？God, the gardener will put you in an environment, and you will need to be pruned if you want to bear fruit.
修理园子嘅人，佢会将你摆喺一个环境里边，使你被修整过嚟。
I want to share an example of Peter the apostle.
愿意同大家举一个例子，系关及到彼得嘅。
He is probably In the Bible, talk about the one who bear the most fruit.
喺圣经里面，相信佢系结得最多果子嘅一个。
Beside Paul.
当然系保罗以外。
On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down, when Peter was speaking, 3,000 has accepted the Lord.
喺使徒行传五旬节嘅时候，当彼得讲完道之后，有3,000人信主。
Now before Peter was being used greatly by God to bear all these fruits.
喺彼得 结呢啲果子之前。
Peter is very intuitively love the Lord.
啊，彼得佢系好啊，系爱主嘅。
He had a genuine love. He loved the Lord.
佢有一个真单纯嘅爱主。
And because he feel he loved the Lord so much, he feels so good about that. He told the Lord, "I will lay down my life for you."
因为佢自己觉得佢如何嘅爱主，所以佢能够向主讲啊，我愿意为主你舍我自己嘅生命。
But the Lord told him before the crow of the in the morning, you will deny me three times.
啊，但系主同佢讲喺鸡叫之前，你会有三次唔应我。
So Peter is always the one that respond quickly to the Lord.
所以彼得啊系一个时常都系好快好急速回答主嘅一个。
And one time the Lord talked about he is going to go to Jerusalem and be crucified.
有一次耶稣同佢讲佢要去耶路撒冷被钉死。
And out of all the disciples, Peter said, "Rabbi, you cannot do that."
啊，咁啊喺十二个门徒里面啊，彼得第一个出嚟讲夫子，你唔可以咁样做。
And Peter rebuked. Jesus rebuked Peter, say, "Satan, stay behind me."
耶稣就责备彼得同佢讲撒旦，退去吧。
So Peter has a lot of genuine love for the Lord from his own self-centeredness.
所以喺彼得里面有好多系自私自我嘅向主嘅爱。
In fact, when he said he will lay down his life for the Lord, he said, "If all the other disciples will fall away, I will lay down my life." He actually is seeing himself love the Lord more than any other disciple at the time.
实在当彼得向主讲我要为你死嘅时候，佢心里面谂当就算其他门徒唔愿意为主死，我愿意，所以我比其他人爱主更多。
He repents. Peter repents when the Lord looked at him after he denied three times, and he went out and cried.
当彼得三次唔应主，而主转头望住彼得嘅时候，彼得喺嗰一刻就悔改过嚟。
Now I don't know to what the degree was Peter had repented at that time.
我唔知喺嗰一刻彼得有几多几系如何嘅悔改过嚟。
But if you have a chance, go back and read chapter 21 of the Gospel of John.
对，如果你有机会，请你翻去读约翰福音第十七章，
第二十一章。
You
talk about that the disciple at the time was very lost. They were hopeless. And this evening, they decided to go back fishing in the Sea of Tiberias.
喺呢度讲到当耶稣被钉死之后，门徒就非常之绝望，佢哋就翻到去打鱼喺呢个西伯利亚湖嗰度。
So maybe in their mind they're thinking, well, the Lord is dead, he's resurrected, he's going to go away. What are we going to do? Well, maybe we should go back to our original profession as a fisherman.
相信喺嗰度。嗰陣時，門徒諗耶穌已經死咗，已經復活，佢會升天。咁我哋而家做咩咧？可能應該去做翻我哋以前所做嘅，就係打魚。
So that night they went out fishing, but they for the whole night they did not catch anything.
所以嗰一晚佢哋打魚嘅時候，佢哋成晚都捉唔到幾多個魚。
So in the morning, Jesus appeared on the shore, but the disciple cannot recognize him.
在早上的时候，耶稣就在岸边向他们显现，但是门徒不认得他们。
So the Lord said, "Friend, haven't you caught any fish?"
主就向门徒说，朋友，你有没有捉到什么鱼呢？
So the Lord said to them, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some."
主就跟他们说，将网放在船的右边。
And they did. And they caught 153 fish to a point that the net was so full, but it did not burst. The net did not crack.
当他们这样做的时候，他们就捉到153条鱼，那个网是满到是非常的满，但是它是没破的。
And then when the disciple came back from the boat to the shore, the Lord has prepared cold fire for them, for warmth, and breakfast, fish, and bread to eat.
当门徒回来岸边的时候，主已经为他们预备了火，也都有饼，也都有鱼。
So we see that in the life of Peter, Jesus has actually sustained him for his need.
所以见到在彼得的一生里面，耶稣是持续的是供应彼得所需要的。
And then at the very end of the chapter, the Lord asked Peter three times, Do you love me?
在21章尾那里，耶稣就三次问彼得，你爱不爱我？
Because Peter was the disciple who publicly said, I will love you more than the other disciple. I will even lay down my life for you more than anyone else.
因为彼得就是那个在公众公开去告诉人听他爱耶稣，他愿意为耶稣死，他是比其他门徒更加爱耶稣的那一位。
So you see the pruning in Peter's life.
所以大家见到神在彼得的生命里面有修整。
His self-centeredness need to be pruned in order to bear fruit for the Lord.
彼得的自我需要被修整过来，使他能够结果子。
The first two times when the Lord asked Peter, Do you love me? Peter said, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣问彼得头两次你爱不爱我的时候，彼得都回答，我爱你。
I can imagine Peter has his head down. He's quiet. He's ashamed.
我相信可以想象到彼得那时候他很安静，他低头，因为他觉得很羞耻。
All he can say is, Lord, you know I love you.
他只能够讲，主，你知道我爱你。
And the third time when the Lord asked Peter, Do you love me?
第三次耶稣问彼得，你爱不爱我的时候？
Peter said, Lord, you know everything. You know all things. You know that I love you.
彼得就回答，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。
So when Peter's self-centeredness is being pruned, his answer to the Lord is, Lord, you know everything.
当彼得的自我被修整过来的时候，彼得的回答就变成，你是无所不知的。
When Peter learned the lesson of humbleness.
当彼得学习到谦虚这个功课的时候，
He would learn total dependency to the Lord.
他学习完全的倚靠主。
He would learn where to throw the net to catch the fish.
他学习到应该在哪一边去放那个网去打鱼。
Even though he was tired, the Lord would prepare a breakfast and coal to warm him.
虽然可能他很累，但是主耶稣会为他预备这个火和这个早餐。
Before Peter was pruned, he loved the Lord, but that's a love come from his self-centeredness.
当彼得之前爱主是他从他自我出来的。
But now, after being pruned, Peter's love is one of sacrificial love.
但是当彼得被修整过来的时候，他的爱就变成了一个牺牲的爱。
A love with obedience to the Lord.
这个爱是使他能够遵守主耶稣。
A love with humility.
一个谦虚的爱。
And a love of total dependency on the Lord. Just like a branch, totally depending from the trunk.
是一个完全依靠的爱，就好像枝子依靠树一样。
Are we willing to be pruned?
我们愿不愿意被修正呢？
Abide in the Lord and willing to be pruned, then you will bear much fruit.
住在主里面，愿意被他修整，我们就能够结果子了。
Are you going through any hardship in your life right now?
你生命裡面是不是經歷一些困難呢？
Are you going through any disappointment, hardship, hopeless fear in your life right now?
在你生命裡面你是不是經歷失望，一些悲哀，一些絕望？
Will you look to God for His hand in your life?
你會不會向神轉向神那裡呢？
Will you look at God and ask Him, God, let me see what I need to do to prune so that I can bear more fruit?
你會不會轉向神問祂我的生命裡面有什麼需要被修正的呢？
So brother and sister, the Lord expects us to bear fruit for Him.
弟兄姊妹，神是期望我們為祂結果子的。
The Lord don't just come to this world and die on the cross so we can go, we don't have to go to hell.
主不是来到这个地上，不是只是为了为我们钉十字架，使我们不能够去地狱，不需要去地狱。
So this is just a small thing to have eternal life, but the Lord wants us to have an abundant life.
得到永生只是一个很小的部分，祂要我们得一个丰盛的生命。
Are you willing to bear fruit for the Lord?
你愿不愿意为主结果子呢？
Can I see your hand?
请我愿意见到大家的手。
Amen. Let's bow our head and pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Lord, I just want to thank you because you are the true vine.
主，感谢你，因为你是那个真葡萄树。
And we are the branches.
我们就是枝子。
And apart from you, we can do nothing.
离你以外，我们不能够做什么。
Lord, you expect us to bear fruit for you.
主，你期望我们为你结果子。
And Lord, we want to respond to you and say we do.
主，我们实在愿意向你回应，我们愿意为你结果子。
Lord, help us to give us the discipline to abide in you, to remain in you.
主，求你帮助我们，使我们能够住在你里面。
Lord, we know pruning can be painful at a time.
我们知道被你修整可能是一件很痛苦的事。
But the joy and the glory last forever.
但是被修整过来之后的荣耀喜乐是存到永远的。
So help us to bear this fruit that will last to eternity.
求你帮我们结一这些永存的果子。
Help us to bear this fruit will glorify you.
帮助我们结这些果子使他们能够荣耀你。
Help us to bear fruit so we can prove that we are your disciples.
帮助我们结果子使人们知道我们是你的门徒。
Lord, but we continue to depend upon you for your grace.
我们继续去依靠你，依靠你的恩典。
For your provision.
依靠你的供应。
For the bodily love.
对我们的爱。
For being in Christ.
在基督里面。
So Lord, we just pray for the grace to revive us.
主，实在求你的恩典去复兴我们。
To bear a life that we bear fruit, the fruit of joy.
使我们能够结这个喜乐的果子。
And the joy of being in the Lord.
这个就是在主里面的喜乐。
Lord, I thank you for you are the true vine.
主，再一次感谢你，你是真葡萄树。
And I pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to transform us.
求你的圣灵继续改变我们。
And I ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈祷奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.